Yeah, we just had the New Zealand Open, and we were lucky enough earlier on this morning to chat with the legendary Bob Charles, who at the age of 71 was competitive, you've got to say, in the New Zealand Open. Shot his age or lower twice throughout the weekend. Fantastic stuff. I wonder what Stuart Appleby will be doing when he's 71 years of age. Hello, Stuart.
Good morning, guys. I'm probably closer to 81, I reckon. 71 might be a bit out of reach, I reckon.
Now, we look at Sir Bob and marvel at him. You must do the same.
When you hear about people shooting their age, you think, it's amazing because those are the scores you're shooting when you're half that age. You know? Obviously, you can go a bit lower when you're a bit younger, but just even to get around there shows that the body's still there and the brain's still ticking along just perfectly. But the body's the first thing it goes to stop you shooting those sort of numbers. And there's not that many people that do it, especially with a tournament. Now, you can do it at your short little dinky course, but, you know, that was a proper golf tournament, a proper golf course. That's pretty impressive.
And I'll add this to it. You know how all the, well, you know better than any of us will ever know, that pros get very caught up in their equipment and they've got their big equipment sponsorships and that. Bob is using his bullseye putter that he used in the 70s and he's using a set of irons that have got shafts in them that are nearly 50 years old.
It's pretty true. I don't really know how. Well, I used to use that type of bullseye style putter, and very old school. And look, you could putt really well with them, but there's the times where you just miss the hole, you know, can be just missing a little bit out of the middle. So, you know, I wouldn't say that's the ultimate in what he's got for his game, but I guess if you're confident in putting well, I guess how would you know better?
Well, he never had a three putt.
Dream of that. And to say that, you know, they've got the shafts that are older than all the competitors in the field is mind-blowing. So I guess his garage is pretty empty. I guess he's left-handed, so his mates probably aren't even happy about that either.
Exactly right. Now, let's talk about you. What's your preparation been like for the PGA starting at Hyatt Coolum on Thursday? Because you've had a fairly long year.
Well, I'm sitting at the pool right now with the kids having a splash, so there's my preparation. Well,
yeah, it's a bit like an end of season trip, but it gets a bit serious on Thursday.
No, very serious. I mean, I've been here for so many years now, since the early 90s. I had a win here in 98. It was the old Coolum Classic, the Pro-Am format. Actually, it's funny, I brought a new set of clubs I'd not really used before to that week and won, and I'm doing the same this week. I did some testing last week with the Bridgestone boys down in Melbourne at MGA, and had three sets of sort of, I guess you call it the middle range golfer, the better golfer, and the really good golfer set. And I actually used the middle golfer set. Seems to be the set I'm going to use this week. So I would have thought it would have been the Pro Blade, you know, all that good looking stuff, and I've actually gone for the cavity back. So
maybe that just gives you margin and error a little bit bigger, Stuart.
Well. Yeah, I was looking for a bit more ball flight, a bit more, not so much length, but a bit more consistency in the wind.
Right.
Some of it, a bit of my technique, but I did some testing. I had a launch monitor machine that tracks the ball from the impact, tells you launch angle, tells you the spin rate, tells you how high it got off the ground, peak in meters, tells you exactly how far it carried. I mean, right down to the tenth of a meter. So, you know, when you start hitting one shot 150 with your clubs, and then you hit the newer models that will be coming out next year, and all of a sudden you're at 155, 156, and consistent ball spin, you go, you know, this is important because you don't want to pull up that odd shot 2 or 3 metres short and end up in a trap. So, you know, you look at Bob Charles and you look at what we have the ability to test today, and it's night and day.
Yeah, exactly. And yet he still goes around and is competitive, which is fantastic. And we don't want to talk about him. Are you here playing in these tournaments in Australia because you want to or because you feel like you have to, a sense of duty?
Both. A bit of both. I think that it needs to be a healthy balance of both, for sure. I want to because I have tradition with these tournaments, and I said I've been up here at Hyatt Coolum here for years playing whatever tournament we have, and you have that connection to your kid again, you know, it's still there. And then you feel like it's a responsibility too, and everyone's life's got some sort of responsibility. Mine is to do the best I can to come home when I play in Oz, and that's probably not enough for me just to make me want to play, but it's actually wanting to win the tournaments that gets you the juices going when you come in Sunday. You're nice to wave, you know, do the royal wave, so to speak, if you're out in the ropes playing golf, but you really come Sunday, you want to grit your teeth and you want to win, because these tournaments are what you grew up with watching, and then they're the ones that you tried to qualify for, and then ultimately the ones you're trying to win.
Robert Allenby said if they put this party hole on at the Oz Open...
And, I think it's the 11th, the par 3.
Yes, the par 3, and there's people there, drunks abusing him, like a couple gave him a touch-up the other day. He might not play. What's your feeling on that party hole?
I think the format's fine. I think probably the only thing you need to do is just maybe have a security guard or two there, just to keep an eye on things and make sure that, you know, these guys should know when enough's enough, and probably don't let it get to that stage. That's just all that has to be done. The noise kept at the right level in the sense of when it's time to yell and cheer and when it's time to zip it. Just a security guard, just to tap these guys on the shoulder if they start to that stage.
But in principle, you don't have a problem with it. You're quite happy for them to... they can give you a bit of a sledge, you know, that you're not worried.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, you have to take a little bit of it on the chin, but you don't want to hear guys yelling at, 10-1, he misses it. I'll take 20-1, you know, you don't want that sort of stuff.
You want
some nice cheering. You can say anything you want. Just keep it to yourself sort of thing.
We'll save it for the members comp, all right?
Yeah, exactly.
Stuart, enjoy your week up there and cap it off with a victory over the 4 days.
Well, guys, thanks for the chat.
He's very, very good with his time. Stuart Appleby there. It's the Australian PGA Championship, sponsored by Cadbury Schweppes. It's on at Hyatt Coolum Layout over Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. It's a very, very good championship. It's a beautiful course.
I think there's absolutely unanimous admiration for Sir Bob Charles, even amongst the players. You can hear Stuart saying, the bullseye putter, eh? The 50-year-old shafts. That's incredible.
He putts very, very well. 28 putts, I think, both rounds over the weekend.
Not one three putt.